Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Baker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vince Colbert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vince Colbert. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Alan Foster now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunts for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to second. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Baker trying to get to third. Kelly throws the ball into Melton, who tags Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Johnstone steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunts hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles throws to second for one, and Leon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Foster, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elander. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Johnstone moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnstone tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olander strikes out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Nettles moves to third. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunts hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. May scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to second. Bart Johnson now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May is hit by the pitch. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.